Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Michael, thank you very much for that. Now, it's a phrase we hear and use almost every day, but the term housing crisis really applies in the case of this next story. Diane Masterson is a 36-year-old woman who has end-stage kidney disease. She urgently needs to start home dialysis, but she currently has no permanent place to live. Diane has been telling me her story.
I need to start dialysis urgently, primarily because my kidney function is increasingly declining, but also complicated by the fact that I'm now having very, very severe symptoms. You know, I'm starting to retain fluids. You know, I'm not able to pass urine the way I should be. My blood pressure is down well below where it should be. It's down in the 60s. I'm fainting at home. I fainted at home the other night overnight and have the biggest bump on my forehead and yeah, all the bruising that comes with that. So I'm very concerned about where this is going. I'm not well enough to stay in life as it is without dialysis.
And you have a form of chronic kidney disease. Can you tell me what was your situation? How was your life up to the point where you got that diagnosis and then obviously became very sick?
Yeah, I suppose I was originally met my consultant, an amazing doctor called Satish J. Wardeen in St. James's Hospital in Dublin. And I met him first in actually, it was only February 2022. So it's not that long ago. And this was flagged in a routine blood test by my GP, who cited that I had reduced or impaired kidney function. At that point, it was in the mid-70%, and now we're down at about 10%. You know, so it's becoming increasingly difficult to live. I was very well at that point, in fairness. You know, I was able to kind of live somewhat of a normal life, but now I can't stand up without fainting. I also have a uremic effect whereby my urea is a blood marker that's very high and it's causing me to be incredibly nauseous. So keeping down fluids, keeping down food is really, really difficult, which is counterproductive.
And that has progressed so quickly from 2022 to now. What are your treatment options then? And what can you do or what should you be doing?
Okay, so the only treatment option that is available to me at the moment is peritoneal dialysis. That's a gentle form of dialysis which is administered in the patient's home by the patient. So the reason why I can't have the standard hemodialysis in a hospital setting is because my blood pressure is so low. You need to have a surgical procedure to insert what's called a fistula to administer that type of dialysis. It's quite aggressive. And it actually lowers your blood pressure further, which would render it a high-risk procedure for me. That has been ruled out, and I'm currently not well enough to receive a transplant.
Okay, but that is the ultimate aim, is it, that you would get to the point where you would be able to receive a transplant?
100%. That would be my hope, and it would certainly be the consultant's hope that we will get it to a stage where my blood pressure might increase and I might be well enough to go through both the operation would also successfully accept a donor organ, because I don't want somebody else to miss out and for me to reject it instantly. That's not fair.
So the only option available to you then at the moment in terms of treatment, and it is urgent that you need the treatment from what you've outlined, is home dialysis. Now, what are the problems with you getting that?
So, yeah, like really, my current living arrangements aren't suitable. Now I'm in a position where I have to find, essentially, because it's going to be Dublin, it's going to be a two-bed, two-bathroom apartment. You need a significant amount of space. There's a lot of equipment. I've tweeted photos extensively that have been shared by other patients in terms of the space burden. So basically, you're really going to need a room to store all the dialysis equipment, all the supplies, because you basically get a delivery of 30 boxes per month that are about 2 foot by 2 foot, which store the dialysis liquid. You've got all the equipment. But also you need the kind of sanitation space, like a bathroom where you can prepare the equipment and wash things and just keep things very hygienic. It is a medical procedure after all. I've just had a nightmare finding anywhere, firstly, available, secondly, affordable. And now I have an offer of a place because I was led to believe that HAP would step in.
Okay, so just stop you there just to get clarity on that. So you have an offer of a place in Dublin, a two-bed apartment that would be suitable.
I do.
In the south of Dublin,
yes.
So it's close to the hospital that you need to go to. And
it's
the rent
perfect.
Is...
It's close to my support network and my GP.
Okay. And the rent for that apartment is what?
£2,670 per month.
And what did the housing assistance payment, or what would you have expected that to cover?
So I was led to believe last week that I would be in receipt of €1,250 per month from HAP. And there was an application went in for a discretionary payment to top that up to make sure that I wasn't pushed into poverty.
But that application has been
rejected.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, I know that you've been in touch or tried to get in touch with a number of different politicians. I think Mary Lou McDonald from Sinn Féin and Ivana Batric from the Labour Party.
Yes.
I think they've both been in touch as well, have they?
Yes. And indeed, Senator Catherine Ardoin from Fianna Fáil has sent a very long representation to me this morning where she CC'd in HAP in Dublin City Council and a number of different individuals in Dublin City Council. There's also a HSE liaison officer who is making representations on my behalf.
So how long before you have to give an answer on whether or not you're accepting that offer of the apartment that you found?
They have been very good in terms of extending the period where they'll hold the apartment. I saw it last Wednesday. They will keep it for me. They confirmed yesterday via email. They empathise with the situation, but I understand they need to move on it. They can keep it open for me until close of business tomorrow evening. And that is my last hope.
And if that doesn't work, Diane, where does that leave you?
I have made the decision. And I don't make this lightly, and it's certainly not an idle threat, but if this falls through, I will not be proceeding with my appointment on Thursday with the renal consultant in Tala Hospital to have the... There's a catheter that needs to be inserted to start this, and once that goes in, I can start pretty much immediately. I will not proceed. I will not go through this again, and I will not be pushed into a life of poverty. I'm 36 years old. Nobody deserves this.
Okay, so can you explain that to me in a little more detail? So you have this appointment on Thursday and you're saying if you go through with that appointment, which you need, obviously, because you do need this treatment.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
If you go through that point, you're worried about being forced into a life of poverty. Is that because you would, in order to go through with the treatment, you would have to accept the offer of the apartment in Dublin and you wouldn't be able to afford that effectively? Or why do you think you would be forced into poverty?
Well, the thing is, so the letting agent won't actually give me the apartment because they've determined that I can't afford it on my own. So they need the backup from somebody like HAP to commit to supporting the gap, basically. And that hasn't been forthcoming from the council. So in terms of a life of poverty, I can't afford somewhere to live. I mean, I'm not well enough to work. You know, and the hope is, and my consultant would agree, that, you know, once you get over the kind of initial kind of 6 to 8 weeks, the hope is that I'll be able to go back to a career in financial services. I still wouldn't earn enough to afford... It basically, working out on the letting agent's affordability calculator, I would need an income of €135,000 a year to afford that apartment.
Okay, so you don't have that. You can't afford the apartment.
No, and you're saying if
you can't get the assistance that you need from the state, you won't start treatment on Thursday.
I won't. You know, if I'm constantly under pressure to try and find somewhere to live or facing homelessness or fighting like this, that's no way to live. It's not good for my health. It's not good for my mental health. And I'm just not willing to go ahead.
But if you don't go ahead on Thursday, then Diane, what does that...
Ultimately, my kidney will fail. They can't guarantee how quickly it will fail. But I mean, if we're looking at how quickly my kidney failure has... you know, decreased from 75% down to this level, where I can't function, I don't think I would have long. I genuinely don't think that I would see the end of the year.
And that was Diane Masterson speaking to me a little earlier about the terrible predicament she finds herself in. We will keep in touch with her over the coming days, and we hope something can be worked out for her so that she can start her dialysis treatment as soon as possible. We did also ask Dublin City Council for a statement or a response, but as of yet, we have not heard from them.